Chapter 5. Emergency.
"Ricky! Ricky, can you hear me?" asks Mr. Stockton.
The principal kneels next to Ricky and puts his hand on his head. Ricky is lying on the ground, but he isn't moving. His eyes are still closed.
"Stacy, call Ricky's parents and tell them about the accident. Tony and Trish, ask for an ambulance. Ricky needs to go to the hospital."
Stacy uses her cell phone to call Mr. and Mrs. Anderson. Trish runs into the school to call the hospital, but she can't find a telephone. She stops one of the students and says,
"Please help me. This is an emergency. We need an ambulance. Can I use your cell phone?"
The girl looks shocked. She gives Trish the phone.
"Hello? 911? We need an ambulance at Howard High School immediately. There's been a road accident. It's an emergency. Please hurry."
"Ricky, can you hear me?"
asks Mr. Stockton again. He looks at Stacy.
"Stacy, you try. He knows your voice," he says.
Many of the students are coming out from the school now. They stand together, pointing at Ricky and talking.
"What's the matter?"
asks one girl.
"Ricky Anderson had an accident. A car hit him,"
replies another girl.
"Is he dead?"
says the first.
"Oh God, I don't know, but he isn't moving."
Stacy is trying to talk to Ricky. She's crying, but she tries to make him hear her voice.
"Ricky, can you hear me, honey? Ricky, it's Stacy. Please, say something."
Mr. Stockton looks carefully at Ricky. He's breathing normally.
"I don't think he's hurt badly, but his head is bleeding.
He could have a concussion." Mr. Stockton looks at the crowd of curious students.
"Did any of you kids see the accident?"
he asks.
"Yes, me,"
says Charlie Bell.
"A red car came out of the parking lot very fast. It went straight at Ricky and knocked him down."
"What about the driver?" asks Mr. Stockton. "Who was it?"
"I don't know. The car had dark windows, but I think there were two people in the car,"
replies Charlie. "Did you recognize them?" asks Mr. Stockton.
"No. Sorry, Mr. Stockton,"
replies Charlie. Suddenly, Ricky moves a little bit. He groans.
"Oh, my head hurts,"
he says.
"Oh, Ricky, you're okay,"
cries Stacy. She holds his hand. She's crying.
"My leg. I can't feel my leg,"
Ricky says weakly.
"Help me, please."
Tony kneels down next to his friend.
"Ricky, listen. Don't move. The ambulance is coming. Your parents are going to the hospital,"
he says. Ricky is very weak. He can't speak, but he nods his head. The ambulance drives up to the school, its siren flashing, and two paramedics get out.
"Move, please, kids," says one of the men. "We want to talk to the boy."
"What's your name?" the paramedic asks Ricky while his colleague examines him carefully.
"Ricky Anderson,"
replies Ricky very quietly. He tries to move and groans with pain.
"No, don't move, son. Where's the pain?" asks the paramedic.
"In my head and in my leg,"
replies Ricky.
"What happened?" asks the other man, looking at Mr. Stockton.
"It was a hit and run," says Mr. Stockton. "A car knocked him down, then drove away."
"In that case, we must inform the police," replies the paramedic, pressing a number on his cell phone.
They put Ricky on the stretcher and take him to the ambulance. Stacy gets into the ambulance too.
"Ricky, don't worry. You're going to be okay. I'm going to the hospital with you."
She holds his hand.
"Are you a relative, miss?" asks one of the men.
"No, but..."
begins Stacy.
"I'm sorry, miss, but you can't come in the ambulance," says the paramedic.
Stacy gets out again. She's very upset.
"Don't worry, Stacy. We're going to the hospital,"
says Tony.
"Come on, we can go by bus."
Trish, Tony and Stacy are shocked by Ricky's accident. They sit in silence on the bus. All of them are thinking that maybe it wasn't really an accident.
"We have to find the driver of that red car,"
says Stacy.
"I'm sure he has some connection with the notes and emails you guys got. Those notes were not a joke. Someone wants to hurt Ricky. And Tony, you're next."